Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by former sportscaster right here on BAL, former host of Sportsline, and now the voice of the San Diego Chargers, Josh Lewin. Josh, happy Thanksgiving.
To you too, man. And it seems like every year now you guys come out and play the Chargers sometime in November.
That's amazing. It does always seem to work that way, and the fact is the Chargers, particularly last year, they have the Ravens' number. They may not have too many teams' numbers right now, but they have the Ravens'.
Yeah, ever since Ray Lewis came flying over an entire defensive and offensive line to cold cock Darren Sproles a few years ago to end that game. The Chargers seem to play well against the Ravens in San Diego, that's for sure. But, it's a very banged up, very underachieving Charger team right now. And, you know, you guys came close to getting it done against the Steelers, and obviously did get it done against the Steelers, and you're in a situation where you can just kind of keep going from there. I know you're banged up too, but that's what football is in week 11, week 12.
Yeah, that is the case. And Josh, this Chargers team now 4-6. I know there's a lot of unrest, as there always seems to be this time of the year in Southern California as it relates to the NFL team. Right now, the tone post-game, when you watch SportsCenter, it's a very unhappy North Turner. I know he's feeling the heat.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was brought back almost as a surprise, take one last shot at getting this right, and it's not close to being right. But, the weapons that he has to run out there are just short to what it should be. I mean, they really do miss Darren Sproles a lot as a third down option. They really miss Vincent Jackson because, you know, what they had, especially before they went out and signed Demario Alexander off the street, they had speed guys just aren't very speedy, that they just weren't getting open. And, if that was ever a problem before, Rivers could just chuck it up in the air to Jackson and he'd bail him out, and Jackson would draw a double team that would leave Gates open. But, now Gates is the guy that you double team, and Malcolm Floyd doesn't have the speed to separate, though he's got height. And Eddie Royal's been a total bust, and Robert Meacham even worse. So, the options there for the quarterbacks are not what they probably should be. And the run game, which was supposed to be great, has fallen short. Ryan Matthews is working on 17 straight games without getting to 100 yards, and he was supposed to be a star by now.
Phillip Rivers has had the definition of an uneven season. You look at the completion percentage, the yards, and there are certain things there that are pretty good. A lot of interceptions, and he does have those 17 touchdown throws, which is among the tops in the league. So the definition of an uneven season for the San Diego quarterback.
Yeah, and it's just, inopportune turnovers. It's not even so much that he's turned the ball over more than anybody else. If you include the fumbles, it's the when. It seems like it's always in the fourth quarter. And this is a guy that went an NFL record 89 games into his career, had never been picked off three times. It had never happened. Then he got picked off three times in one quarter not too long ago. So that's just the kind of season that it's been. And, the offensive line isn't great. Former Raven Jared Gator got a lot of money to protect his blind side, and he can't even get on the field. He's not healthy. So, they've got a rookie left tackle who's just been getting pushed around like a shopping cart, and it's not a good team.
We could have told you that about Jared Gaither. What about Jarrett Johnson? He heads out west. We were really sad to see him go, not only for his football abilities, but really one of the good guys you'll ever want to cover or be a fan of. The definition of a blue-collar type of player. How's Jarrett been on the defense and just from your perspective dealing with?
He's been great, and the defense has absolutely not been the problem. I mean, they've actually gotten in the end zone a bunch, and Jarrett was there for one of them. He had a strip sack against Kansas City that was recovered by Sean Phillips, and, that's the thing. I mean, when Sean Phillips has had two touchdowns this year, Ryan Matthews has one. So the defense is absolutely doing what it's supposed to do, and Jarrett's been a big part of that.
Josh Lewin with us here on WBAL. When you look at the receiving numbers for Antonio Gates, alarming when you consider the consistency he's had, just 30 grabs so far this year for 355 yards. He does have those four scores. Is he near the end of, I guess, his prime at this point, Josh?
It's looking that way, and I hate that. I mean, he came back healthy for the first time in forever, and drawing that double team all the time, he's not 26 anymore. He can't just, power through it. and or run away from it. And, you know, again, when you take in the past, you know, teams, if they want to take Gates away with a double team, that frees up somebody else with a lot of talent. And now, you know, if you double Gates, you're freeing up not Vincent Jackson, you know, and not somebody else that you'd normally look for. So it's just a lack of weapons and a lack of offensive line to keep Phillip Rivers upright. And, you know, they're in position where they can still make a run like they always seem to do right around this time of year. But, you know, it just doesn't have that same kind of vibe this year, you know, from years past. They've been 4-5, 4-6 before, and then run off 5 wins in a row. But it's just hard-pressed to see them doing that right now.
We'll end on this, Josh. I guess the fan base and what kind of crowd should everyone expect for the game on Sunday, Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The losing, I know sometimes it's tough to turn fans out there in SoCal when there's a lot going on, the team's not winning. What should people expect on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a full house. I mean, and that, you know, and that's weird. Chargers-Ravens game, you know, should have so much star power, but it is just a different look. I mean, you know, especially if Ed Reed doesn't play, and obviously Ray Lewis isn't on the field, and, you know, there's no more, as we keep talking about, no more Sproles, no more Jackson, no more Michael Turner, you know, all these guys that the Chargers have gotten rid of. But there's still Rivers, and there's still Flacco, and there's still Ray Rice, and there's still, you know, Antonio Gates, and reasons to come out. But I think you're right. I think that the fact that other than the two games they've been fortunate enough to play against Kansas City, they've got a 6-game losing streak.
Josh Lewin, former host of Sportsline, right here on WBAL, one of our favorites, and now the voice of the Chargers.